Jesus said in Luke, the 11th chapter, the 34th verse, "The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is single or pure, your whole body is also full of light. But when your eye is evil, your body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in you be not darkness. If your whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle does give you light." Jesus had a lot to say about sincerity and inner purity. That is, everything begins on the inside. Jesus said, "You people worry so much about what comes into your body. That really can't defile you. You know, you eat the wrong thing." Jesus says, "That's not what defiles you. What defiles you is what comes out of your mouth." Now, cursing is not a problem that comes to you from outside. It's a problem that exists on the inside. Murder is a problem that starts with hatred. Theft begins with covetousness. And Jesus said, look, it's how you look at things according to what's inside of you. It makes your eye pure, so to speak. You look at everything with a different lens. If your eye is pure, then the inside is good. In other words, how you see things, how you view people of the opposite sex. Do you view them as objects, or do you view them as human beings whom God loves and that we should protect and respect? It's how you think about it inside, what your heart is like toward that person. And he says, when your body, your inside is dark because your eye is not letting the light in because it's evil. It was just a metaphor to say, look, it's how you view others and how you view God and what's in your heart that you really can't receive the truth of God. Jesus is saying, look, if you're looking at things the wrong way because of the evilness and the darkness that's in your heart, you really can't receive what is good. The light is corrupted that comes to you. The message is corrupted. You need a change of your heart. You need an inward cleansing of your nature. You need something that God can do that we cannot do, and that is to give us a pure and sincere heart and a pure eye to see things clearly, to see them God's way. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for the words of Jesus. I thank you for his teaching. Sometimes they seem so impossible to me. How can I change inside? I am who I am. But I know that your spirit is powerful. And if I give way to you, you can clean me up inside. Your spirit can make me into a better person than I am now because it changes me inside. It changes the way I look at things. It changes the way I think about things. And it helps me to view people as ones that you love and that I should love and respect also as you do. It teaches me that you are the sovereign Lord and I am your servant. It teaches me to love you with a pure heart. That's something that I cannot achieve on my own. But your spirit working within me begins day by day by day doing that. Thank you, Lord. Keep your work up within me and within all those who are listening to this prayer. We pray for your grace and your mercy and your cleansing power. In Jesus' name, amen.